Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling. This is episode 68, when we talk about travel, Las Vegas, and gambling with the founder of TravelZork.com, Michael Traeger. Well, hello, Mr. Traeger. I personally want to thank you for being our guest today and also my mentor here at Anytime Gambling and the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here and thank you for having me. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily your mentor. I mean, you're a pretty good video poker expert.
Well, thank you. Today, I'd like to discuss your main business focus, which is TravelZork. 2 years ago, I wrote an article on Anytime Gambling called "Why Aren't You Following TravelZork?" So tell us, what is TravelZork really all about?
TravelZork is basically focused on travel and casino experience. We don't publish as much content as I would like to sometimes. What we do consistently publish at TravelZork is content about Vegas, especially like our weekly Vegas news, and also like casino loyalty and how that sort of meshes with how you should approach the loyalty programs and how you should approach casino comps. We sort of do a bunch of different things, and it's varied over the years. But right now, you know, one of our biggest focuses is on retail travel, because TravelZork Travel is the agency component of TravelZork. So we've put a lot of time into that. And a huge focus on that is booking people for casino vacations. And also we do, you know, on Zorkcast, on our podcast, our goal is to produce 3 episodes at least per month. And we have a lot of other content out there in the TravelZork Facebook group, on Twitter, you know, on YouTube. So it's a lot different than it was years ago, where everything was just on the website or blog. Mm-hmm. But we basically are sharing a lot of different things. And I try to share things about my own personal interests, you know, which basically are casinos, travel, food, casinos, travel, and of course, gambling. I love talking about gambling, but specifically dice, craps, and baccarat.
Could you just tell us something about the new travel expansion?
Well, a big focus of what we do are luxury hotel stays with additional perks and amenities. Price is something you can find easily from many of the other online travel agencies. We're basically trying to provide a very similar, usually almost exact, but sometimes slightly higher price that includes additional amenities on your stay, like a daily breakfast credit from $50 to $100, a resort credit for $100. So basically, you're paying about the same hotel rate, but you're getting these extra perks and amenities. We've sort of let this business go where it goes. So, I mean, we have a number of corporate clients now, some that we book quite often for Las Vegas. A lot of times we handle, you know, all of the special handling, you know, all the special aspects of the reservation, you know, like transportation and other things. Mm-hmm. And then we're also booking people globally. We're great at finding very interesting airfare deals for people, complicated airfare. Like, I want to go to Dubai and the Maldives on this trip, and I'd like to really fly business class, and I don't want to pay more than $6,000.
You gave me a tip when you first started this. It was a win 4 days, I think, in Vegas.
Yes. I mean, this was a big promotion they had last year, and it was buy two, get one. I think it was a 3-night stay at Wynn where you bought 2 nights and you got the 3rd night free.
Yes.
On top of that, you got $60 a day for breakfast and a $100 resort credit. Mm-hmm. But what was so spectacular about this Wynn deal is that you always got the 3rd night free, no matter what night it was. And it was totally open calendar for the whole period. So basically, you were getting a 3-night stay at Wynn plus $100 resort credit plus $60 times 3, $180 in breakfast credits. You know, really a phenomenal deal once you took off the perks. And of course, that also was including the resort fees. But Vegas right now is pre-pandemic levels of occupancy. The only thing that's not back 100% in Vegas is the convention business, but it's getting close. But as far as like the leisure business, busier than ever. And there's so much stuff going on with the Raiders now and other things. Like, people are all over Vegas.
And you have the rumor that the Athletics are going to be moving to Vegas, and you have the Sphere that is being built at the northern end of the Strip. There are lots of things going on in Las Vegas.
And that actually segues into, this is a great time if you have comps or marketing offers to really take a close look at them. Because if, especially if it's from prior play, you should book those offers out, you know, before the availability isn't there or before you can't book them. Because a comp room in Vegas on the weekend, or even a highly discounted room, is worth way more in 2022 than it has been in the last couple of years, just by virtue of the room rates. So you really should pay attention. I would suggest that you book further out. I mean, grab those rooms while you can, just so that you know, you can potentially have these like very good value Vegas vacations. And the other thing that this leads into is your play level, even if it's the same play level as it was before, you might not be getting those comp rooms next year. You know, remember, when room rates are going up and you have a supply and demand issue, you're also going to have that supply and demand issue for comp and highly discounted rooms. Mm-hmm. So in a very broad sense, the theoretical that was required for the comp rooms, you know, and I know a lot of your listeners know, you know, you're basically your casino theoretical, how much the casino believes you're going to lose on a trip. They're just going to keep increasing that criteria on the busy weekends. And you know what, that's why I encourage people, you know, look at what you have now. If you have it, book it. If you can, even if you have to cancel it, take advantage of it. Don't worry about the future. I would say go and play the way you're regularly going to play. But unfortunately, it's very hard to predict the future, because if occupancy stays the way it is, and like you said, more things are coming to Vegas, more things are happening, you might just have to accept that those comp rooms might not be there for the same level of play. But there's no reason not to take advantage of the things that you're being offered now.
Speaking about Las Vegas, you recently finished your third Zorkfest at the Plaza in Las Vegas. Are there any plans for a future Zorkfest 4?
I don't know. We've been secretly working on it, but we're not totally there yet. We were really happy to have this Zorkfest, because the real purpose of the Zorkfest was to have a meetup and to bring people together, you know, after, you know, towards the end of COVID. We were really, really happy that we were, you know, we were able to have a lot of gambling events, that Oscar Goodman was there for the opening.
Oh, that was really amazing.
Yeah, so it was very, very special. If we are doing another Zork Fest, it's going to actually be simplified and have more instruction on things like gambling. So it's really like a real, real long meet and greet on Friday night, and then a full day of sessions on Saturday with a podcaster event at the end. And then we would like to do maybe the dinner as the closer on Saturday night.
Michael, we're getting close to the end. Would it be possible to have you on a second time? Because I haven't even asked you about your gambling yet.
Sure, whenever. That'll be no problem at all.
Finally, tell us, where can we find the Travel Zork Connection?
I mean, basically on social media, everything is at Travel Zork. We really enjoy the Travel Zork Facebook group. That's also quite easy to find, which is under Zorkcast. We also have a chat function now on the Travel Zork website if you want to reach out to us, and especially Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time at Travel Zork, so really easy to get a hold.
I haven't even scratched the surface of all the things that I really wanted to ask you today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
You can find AnytimeGambling.com on Twitter at AnytimeGambling, on Facebook at the New England Casino Facebook group, or follow me, Robin Aubin. As we say at Anytime Gambling, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.